Night Gang of Four, stretching way back into the vaults, although not so far back in, since they just recorded, was it Damaged Goods or something?
Did they re-record it for that reissue?
I think. I know there's one track floating around, either it's iTunes or somewhere. Anyways, that's not the point. The point is John Doe is here. Welcome, John, to KUCI.
Thank you.
And appreciate driving down post-Dennis appointment. But the good news, because I've been sort of saying, are we going to...
Pumping me for information.
Well, yes, and luckily no one was pumping you with Novocaine earlier, because we were concerned whether your mouth would be up to playing. But Novocaine-free day at the dentist.
Yes, very nice.
So we are going to be lucky enough to hear some live songs from John Doe. But first of all, let's talk a little bit about Forever Hasn't Happened Yet. The brand new John Doe record, and on Yep Rock, which let's just talk about Yep Rock, because we just were kind of as we were coming in.
I love Yep Rock.
Yeah, very cool.
And you're
cool.
Not going to hear that from many musicians, that they have worked with the company for almost a year and they can still say they love them.
And
they're the business.
Right.
Yeah.
And have great artists. I mean, obviously yourself, is it Dave Alvin? I mean,
Dave Alvin, really cool people. Nick Lowe, the Sadies.
Bob Mould, I want to say.
Bob Mould's coming.
Go-Betweens. Yep. Minus Five.
Comas.
Very cool.
All kinds of stuff. Southern Culture on the Skids. John Spencer did it. I don't think I'm getting
it. Is that me or? Yeah, I don't know.
I'll turn this up. Is that better?
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, perfect. I don't know. Okay.
Beautiful.
So, KUCI, babe.
That's it. Yeah. I told John on the way in, because I thought it was so hilarious, that the trailer and just the thing that we were affiliated with Clear Channel. I was, really? Wow, that's it. And then he came, stepped inside, and I think the joke was over. But at any rate, so yeah, really cool record company, really artist-oriented. And as an example, you were just starting to tell me about this cool edit that we want to talk about. But first, let's actually just talk about the record a little bit. And... a lot of great guests. Dave Allen, that we just mentioned, Grant Lee Phillips, Nico Case, Kristen Hurst, Cindy Lee Berryhill, Smokey Hormel, and a truly special guest named Veronica Jane, which perhaps we'll get into further identification of momentarily. But one of the really cool songs, actually only one song that we officially weren't allowed to play here on KUCI, as with most radio stations, called Ready. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that song and just the collaboration with Kristen, and then our little special treat that we have here.
Well, it has the F word in it. That's why people couldn't play it.
Right.
And there, I think there's one radio station in Texas, like Rice University, that prides themselves on playing all kinds of, but they probably don't anymore.
Oh, flaunting, like FCC?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. So, yes, we did a little edit, a la Johnny Cash, you know, got the 1,000 cycle tone and just laid it over the entire track.
Cool. Like,
as in, you know, A Boy Named Sue.
Nice.
And it's about, you know, it's about living and dying in the world of punk rock. And it seems like an inordinate number of punk rock people are dead, as opposed to, like, classic rock.
Right. Well,
you know, which I would never wish ill on anyone. But,
no. But having said that, the wrong people do seem to be fading.
I mean, you know, from Joe Strummer to Joey Ramone to all, like, L.A., you know, Jeffrey Lee Pierce and whatever.
Yeah. But and Glenn Frey, alive and well.
The drugs weren't as... Sorry, is good.
That was very not nice.
No, but
we should
you
sit
know.
On that. But
Mick
we can edit that. Out. Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. Now that we're mentioning a few. But so this is really cool. And one of the things I want to talk about. Let's hear this, because this you were telling us this is the debut, the radio debut.
Radio debut.
Nice. And we'll talk about this a bit more later. But tomorrow, John Doe will be on with Steve Jones on the Indy 103. But
and we'll be playing up in Hollywood.
Right, I mentioned that a few times, but let's mention that for
right.
sure. King,
right.
Tomorrow night, and then that's it for local dates, although there was some kind of weird place I hadn't heard of that's in Claremont, the Press?
Yeah.
Not familiar?
It's a restaurant that has gigs, and
cool.
they called us out of the blue about 2 years ago. Actually, 4 years ago, somebody said, oh, you've got to come and play our place. I did an in-store in... like Montclair.
Okay.
That's out there, right?
Right. It's hilarious because Montclair is right adjacent to Claremont. So it's
right.
just, yeah. Right.
Who thought? I didn't know.
It's dyslexic towns.
Yes,
yeah.
See,
Duncan can put that kind of stuff together. We were totally lost.
And still are. Like, what's Claremont? He talking about? Right. Let's get back to the music. Yeah. But, well, that's
yeah.
cool. Because
you know, there is that enclave with the Claremont colleges out there. And,
right.
And, you know, I thought, okay, I'll go out there, and this is going to be a real bummer. It's going to be, you know, an Italian restaurant. It's going to be, God, okay, well, they're going to, at least they have a guarantee of, you know, $500, so it can't be that bad, right? And I went out there, and it was completely sold out, and it was all kinds of, you know, just lovely people, young and old, and, you know, people just were going to school there, and people that would, you know, graduated and hung around, and then people would bring in their kids, and so, you know, people from, say, 15 to 50, you know.
Oh,
so
great.
It was right on.
Wow. Yeah, very nice. Cool, because really, and there's, I can tell, there's King King tomorrow night. Then there's this place, The Press in Claremont, on the 17th, and then Santa Barbara, and then that's kind of it, at least for Southern California shows of John Doe. We'll talk about some X stuff later, but let's make this cool radio debut. This is from John Doe's album, Forever Hasn't Happened Yet, the radio edit of Ready, with the vocals from Kristen Hirsch on KUCI.
It was black, it was always black, and no one really gave two craps. It was skinny and it was always dark. No one ever thought it would go this far. Her hands, she was always wringing her hands and worrying about the strangest things. There are friends and then there are friends. Most times hard to tell where one ends and one begins.
New music from John Doe, the radio premiere. Could we even say world premiere, John?
We could say world premiere.
Cool.
Except for maybe the studio that it was remixed in.
World radio premiere.
Exactly.
All right. But that's very cool, and I could barely notice the edit, I thought. So, but it's such a great song. It's great that
Satan,
now that
Satan,
can get...
Satan,
that's right. That it can get airplay. But, so, again, Kristen Hirsch on there, lots of folks, you know...
She's like a force of nature. Oh. Have you ever seen her play acoustically, just solo?
I haven't seen her, and you guys did a cool tour, right? Just so kind of an acoustic tour.
Yeah, Grant Lee Phillips
right. And
Kristen and I. She's scary.
Yeah.
Her eyes just stay wide open, and she kind of moves her head back and forth, and which you can't see on the radio. I'm doing it here as if you could see it.
Well, we'll have play by play. Randy jumped in with a little color.
I did the same
commentary.
Thing 20 years I've been on the air, and I'm going, oh, I forget, you can't see hand gestures on the air.
But right. You can hear them,
it's a good
maybe.
Thing.
Yeah. But, you know, I remember, too.
Because Randy's just flipping us all off right now.
Right, yeah. Nothing personal. He doesn't know any of you. It's just a general statement. But
no,
us.
Anyway, so she just has these eyes, these bright blue eyes that are just like, boo, just staring, unblinking, and she's just playing these very intense, you know, and so anyway.
Well, also, I remember the first time I saw Throwing Muses.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember a place called Bogart's,
Long Beach.
Yeah. And I think it was one of their first times playing, because they're Rhode Island based at the time. And I was just blown away. And she was, everything you're describing, except amped up, because it was with the band. And they were a great band, I thought, really. Yep. And
very
but she
inventive.
Almost seemed haunted. I mean, she just seemed like, or possessed maybe or something, because just those
well,
eyes.
Well, I think she's had several, you know, in the when she was a kid, had several, like, psychotic episodes and stuff, you know, where she had to, where she was hearing voices and all kinds of, you know, and she, I think she still draws on that to write her songs, but, you know, she's older and she's, you know, figured out how to get, you know, she's got all these, she's got four kids, five kids?
Yeah.
Boys.
Big family.
All
yeah.
boys.
Yeah.
They're like the gypsies, but she's just this force of nature, so that's one reason that, we got to get her down there.
And really, I mean, there's a number of people, as we've kind of mentioned, on this album, as with the last one. And I guess what I was kind of saying a second ago, it seems like, you know, if we can even trace an arc, if you will, a through line of something, that you've always loved collaboration, that you, you know, these solo records, so-called solo records in a sense, but, I mean, you always have your friends and people you admire or tour with playing on. And all the way back to X, I mean, there was a real sense of collaboration even in that band. I mean, is it just like that's the way you like
fun.
To make that kind of art, that kind of music?
It's more fun. I think what Xene and I, you know, still have and what we learned along the way was this a kind of, I mean, maybe it's sort of like jazz in that you're always listening to what the other person is singing. Because, you know, with X, we never sort of sing it the same way twice. I mean, generally, we do. But if you're listening and you stay aware within the live performance, and, you know, some of these songs on the new record were done, you know, both vocals at the same time, and most of the vocals were done with the band, or all the vocals were done with the band. And so, you know, it's just, it's like the moment. You know, and you can hear that something is happening, and it's all sort of happening at once, and then you can clean it up. I'm not a purist by any means, but the whole collaboration thing is just, I mean, who wouldn't want to hang out with Kristen Hirsch for the day?
Right.
You know, and she's, you know, hilarious, and, you know, Nico is a riot and just a great singer, and you know, so it's kind of like that's one of the perks, and plus you get this whole other... you know, element that is much bigger and cooler than you
the
could
sum of its
than,
parts,
than you could ever be. Yeah,
right.
Than one person could be.
And there's a couple songs here that and I'm sure you've heard this now a number of times, but that kind of evoke that X vocal sound, like you say. I mean, it was never the same way twice, but I mean, it's a fairly distinctive way those vocals kind of intertwine with you and Xene. And the Nico Case song, and really, you know, in a sense, the one with Veronica Jane. Do you want to tell us who Veronica Jane is and how that went?
Veronica Jane is my my daughter, my 17-year-old daughter.
And is she an aspiring rocker, singer,
songwriter? No, not really.
No? She just wanted to sing on that one track?
I wanted her to sing.
Oh, I see. Wow. Cool. And, were there privileges hanging in the balance? Or
There was no grounding.
I see.
It was hanging over her head. No.
I see. All
no,
right.
It was kind of a, you know, one of those nice coincidences, no, just something that happens where you have an idea and the idea actually works. So it comes from, like, mentally, you know, as this idea, and then you put it into practice and it actually works, which was having a female vocal sing an octave higher than the melody. And I didn't know anybody else that could sing that high, because it's really high.
Mm-hmm. It really
register.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she said, sure, I'll do it. And I know she sings... you know, at the, like, talent show, and she does a few things like that.
But she's not on that path necessarily.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
she may.
Young. Yeah,
she may. I'm not encouraging her, because it's awfully hard.
Right,
But actually, that song Ready was kind of
I thought it would be a good X song, and then and then it never really, you know, we couldn't get it together.
Well, so, Highway 5, to me, I mean, first of all, you and Xene
both of
wrote
those.
It, right?
Well, both of those songs I thought X should do.
Yeah.
And then didn't happen, and so I was doing a record, and I thought, well, I'm not going to let a perfectly good song go to waste.
Right.
I'll just record it myself.
Yeah, cool.
Well, fine then.
Well, maybe we'll hear one or both of those in a moment. And again, shortly, John's going to actually play a few songs live for us, so that's going to be a cool treat. But also, speaking of X, we should, I guess, point out, if people don't already know, it's very much a going concern. You got the LA Weekly Awards show coming up next weekend, I want to say, or next week. And then right back here in our backyard, July 15th at the Pacific Amphitheater. And
OC Fair.
Yeah. But, you know, the guy that booked that told me that he booked it specifically just for himself because it's you guys, you probably know, the Plimsolls.
Right.
And then Maria McKee just got added. So it's kind of like old home week. But, of course, you know, I guess
it
people
is it's kind of scary to be a sort of an oldies show. In
well,
a way.
But it's really not.
Whatever, you know.
Right?
People enjoy it.
How do you feel? I mean, because I remember reading a few interviews, including one a couple years ago or so, it was a conversation, actually, with you and the late Elliot Smith, and you're talking about a lot of interesting, cool stuff, but you were kind of saying there in a couple of interviews that for you, kind of punk was, you were sort of ambivalent about it at this point.
Yeah.
And so how does that figure in when you then step on stage with X?
It was in terms of writing.
Oh, okay.
Music.
So just, okay.
I love playing with X.
Right.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Because there's
Why more so now? Because all the baloney is over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it's not fun, but it's just, there's no pressure. And it's, you know, if someone thinks that we're, you know, that we're, that we suck, well, then fine. You know, I don't really care. It's not a lot of... I don't identify myself as personally with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do, but it's not the only thing.
Right, that's one of many things.
It's not the only way I define who I am.
Which, sure.
You know, it's kind of a dumb thing anyway, but...
Right.
You know, defining yourself by your work, that's sort
But is it fun, then, when you step on stage
awesome.
And pick up the bass?
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
The best.
Cool.
And it just... it kind of clicks in. We do rehearse a bit. But not a whole lot.
Yeah, just enough, probably, right? Just enough. Yeah.
We don't want to wreck it now.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, in a way, that's to me why it's not really an oldie show, in the sense that the music still really is vital. And really, of course, as things, you know, cycle through and they come around again, there's a lot of great bands that, you know, the White Stripes and a bunch of others who, you know, most notably maybe, that are, you know, it's garagey, it's rocky, it's, you know, punky, it's whatever.
Right.
And totally, you know, what's really great and exciting and
music.
I think
it depends whether you suck or not.
Right.
If you suck, you shouldn't play. You
know, okay.
The Sex Pistols were terrible. It was like,
I look forward to that conversation with Steve Jones.
It was
tomorrow.
Good. You know,
yeah, that'll be
great
fodder.
I mean, it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch, but it was still, you know, you have to keep sort of doing it. But whatever.
Yeah.
So hopefully we won't suck or someone will, you know, call us down for sucking. But that's the first thing. It has to be good. And,
yeah.
And then if you don't... if you don't hold yourself up as this icon and think so much of yourself, then you also have less to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Then it has more freedom.
You can relax into it.
Yeah,
you
know, it's bringing a lot of you know, satisfaction to people who come to see it. Maybe they never saw Billy Zoom with X, and you know, or they wanted to, you know, whatever.
Yeah, it's cool.
We have a DVD. Out as well, I should
right,
say.
Right, yeah, I should...
Shop Factory just put one out in May. And, you know, we've got a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah, and is there still, on occasion, because you mentioned the songs that kind of wound up, a couple songs that wound up on the new solo album, Forever Hasn't Happened Yet. Are there still new X songs that at least attempt to get into the set list? No, it's just too probably hard.
I don't know.
Yeah.
People get busy and not enough.
There's other things going on.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a very complicated conversation.
Okay, all right.
I don't think I'm prepared to have.
Not for today. All right. That's in part two. But a couple of the quick things, and then we're going to have John Doe play a little bit live, and we're going to actually probably hear that song featuring his daughter, Veronica Jane. And also Dave Alvin. That would be a cool one to hear. But what, just sort of, hey, by the way, I happened to catch most, not all, of the reading, the NPR reading thing, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, Michael... Well,
you know, it's little moments like that to feel as though you haven't completely wasted your time. You know, wasted
the
your life.
The fact that I heard it? Thank
no,
you.
No,
that's
no,
very nice.
Yeah, you hearing it, absolutely. Yeah, but, right. You know, the fact that you get the chance to do something like that.
Yeah.
Or that Orange County Fair, which is going to be, you know, like a big hoop-de-doo.
It really is.
You know? I mean, and then you pull into the bar and in Pittsburgh, and you're thinking, oh, crap.
Why am I doing this again?
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to say that one of the folks authors you specifically singled out, Michael Chabon, got his writing chops right here. Not in KUCI,
Yeah,
he was in the Master of the Writing. You know, they have a pretty highly regarded writing program here, and he was in that. So,
wow.
So that's our little, I've been talking to Randy about our little connection.
He's great. He's a great writer.
Yeah, amazing. So I guess the only other thing that kind of, just because there's a lot of stuff, but let's get to the live stuff too, is what's with you in Seattle? You seem to really have some kind of a cool connection with Seattle.
I think it started doing that movie Georgia. I'd gone up there a couple of times. I'd recorded a record up there, the one called Kissing So Hard. And then about like 8 months or so after that, then I spent about a month there doing that movie with Jennifer Jason Leigh and Mayor Winningham. You know, I mean, they understand the self-destructive, mopey personality
that I express
on my records and don't necessarily or try not to carry through with in my personal life. But it's, you know, apart from the rain, it's a great place.
Right. Well, also, great radio. I think you have a real cool connection with KEXP and a friend of ours. In fact, a guy that also did radio with us many, many moons ago, I think saw you at the EMP when you were doing a whole show of Woody Guthrie songs, which sounded like it was really cool.
It was a kid's show.
It was a kid's show, and that's what he was saying, is the kids were wandering around, didn't really have any idea what the songs were, who you were, but it seemed to be having a great time nonetheless. And I'm saying, like, well, good for John Doe.
It's a crapshoot.
Yeah. You know? But that's cool.
God bless Dan Zane and his patience.
Right.
You know, Dan Zanes does these kids' records.
Yeah, and they're doing really well.
Yeah, and but you kind of go in, you agree to do a kids' show, and you think, oh, this will be a good thing. I'll be able to, you know, learn some new songs. I'll, you know, be sort of teaching a little bit. And then you're thinking that the kids are going to be sort of 10 to, you know, 14 maybe at the top end, you know, but then you get there and they're like 3 to 7 and all they really care about is chasing the balloons that have to do.
I've not only lost interest, I didn't have it to begin with.
Oh
yeah,
my god. Yeah. Okay. You know, there's some kid that's got, I think it was one of the Super Suckers kids, like had this cut-off AC/DC shirt, and he's just like standing on the stage with his fingers up in the air with the devil horn thing.
Wow.
You know? And he's like 4.
Nice.
You know?
Sort of a junior Ronnie James Dio, I think is what you're describing. Yeah.
Well, like a junior Eddie Spaghetti.
Right, there you go.
And, oh my God, it was just like, okay. Woody Guthrie, Schmoody Guthrie.
Yeah, it could
like
be anything.
Better. I could,
maybe a little Barney reprise or something.
Right.
Yeah,
but it's fun though. Yeah, I mean, you know.
And one quick thing, and then we want to get you to your guitar. But since you alluded to this, I mean, I did a little IMDb search the other night, and it's like 40 plus films that you've done. I mean, I know obviously you had a pretty significant actor career, but that's a lot of flicks, not to mention a fair amount of TV in there too.
Well, you know, I was lucky enough to get the job.
Yeah.
And that can be really frustrating, but, you know, it's a good creative, outlet. There's hell, you know. You have about maybe 15 minutes that's truly great, which is the point.
You mean on set, or you mean like when you're, in the whole process?
From the whole process.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And then it's all work.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably like 5 minutes that, you know, you're actually acting and you feel as though you've lost yourself in the character. There's about 10 minutes when the agent or whoever's been negotiating the deal said, you got the job. And then it's like this unbridled 10 minutes of, oh my God, I got the job. And then you realize, oh, hell. I've got to do all this work. I've got
now
to figure
what?
Out what the... Oh, no. Oh, my God. I've got to figure out how to be a rapist. And I... Oh, my goodness. I've got to go read rapist books. Oh, jeez, Louise. So,
wow.
But then, you know...
Yeah.
And then you learn all this stuff, and then you have to actually forget it, which is really difficult. You know, you can't be thinking while you're acting. You have to be acting.
Right.
You have to be being. You have to be rather than think.
And but
if
isn't
you're
that
thinking, you can't be.
But isn't that cool from what you were saying before about kind of the range of things that you do? Because they all kind of tap different talents and disciplines, and this probably keeps things interesting in that way.
It does keep it interesting.
Yeah.
And Randy's wanting to jump in here.
Randy?
Well, yeah, with just one generic question. How do you get his name?
Is his name real John Doe?
No.
Which one are you going with? Okay.
What do you derive the most pleasure out of? Writing a great song or doing a great scene?
Oh, writing a song.
Writing a song.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
And that's another, it's a similar sort of experience, which is the first time you can sing and play a song, it's probably the best it's ever going to be.
Right.
Because and then there's other moments that are good and close, you know, when it's completed and in a studio version or if you do a demo of it or, you know, all these different levels of the way the song can. But that the first time you kind of like sing it and play it all the way through and you realize, oh,
that's it.
Now there's something and it can be could be the best song in the world and, you know, make a big splash, or it could just be just another song. But it doesn't matter.
It would be the best song to you.
For then?
Yeah.
For right then,
for
it
moment.
Certainly is.
Yeah.
Maybe for a week or two after that.
Well, cool. Well, let's speaking of that, let's hear some live songs. We're going to hear En Route to That, something from the new John Doe album, Forever Hasn't Happened Yet. This is the one featuring his daughter, Veronica Jane, and Dave Albin on guitar. And I want to remind everybody that John will be playing King King tomorrow night in Hollywood. And then coming up close by at that cool-sounding place that he mentioned, The Press in Claremont on June 17th. And then, of course, with X, July 15th at the Pacific Amphitheater / Orange County Fairgrounds. So this is Mama Don't Dance. Mama Don't from Forever Hasn't Happened Yet, John Doe. And then we'll be hearing him live on KZI.
Mama, don't.
New music from John Doe with Nico Case. It's Highway 5, written with John Doe and Xzine. And more to the point, we got John Doe here. So that was from his new record, Forever Hasn't Happened Yet. Again, he's at King King tomorrow night, and then with Yes, July 15th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. And he's been kind enough to not only come down and chat, but play a few songs live. So we're doing a little sound checking. So we're going to join John Doe here mid concert here. That's KUCI, never mind. Okay, cool. So I think we're ready.
Ready.
We're ready? We so to speak, right? There's the new, it's the new live non-edited ready.
So
but
another debut for KUCI.
Cool. We got bragging rights galore. All right, it's John Doe live here at KUCI.
This is called A Little More Time. Maybe that's what it's called.
All right. Cool.
There was a time when the sunshine played in your soft blonde hair, reflected in your golden eyes. You leaned back your head and you laughed about tomorrow. And then it came like a new day, the sun in the sky high beam, water sparkled down the stream. We knew this would all go away, but not today. And when it did, you were better, better than the day you were born. Not quite so perfectly formed. The only wish I had that day, that it would stay just a little more time with you, with me, with you just a little more time with you, with me. Down by the stream, in the mountains, I promised you faithfully that I would never leave. If and when I went away, I'd still protect you. But now I'm gone, and the loose ends, strings hanging from my hands, tied to an empty lamp, stuck on the steering wheel in Nebraska. But I'm around, so baby, call me just before you go to bed, before you lay down your head. Or if you need an old-fashioned cry, I'm the guy. Just a little more time with you, with me,
Done. Let me just get this capo off here. Everybody out in radio land, this is what us musicians like to call tuning. And we love tuning because then the guitar sounds good and not bad. Bad guitar out of tune, good guitar in tune. When God made the guitar, he didn't make it in tune. That's why he made musicians. All you little children out there listening in radio land, so don't forget to write God and tell him to make more guitars and make more musicians so they can tune them up. But I wouldn't try it unless you have lots of practice.
Is this how, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is this how kind of how the patter went at the children's show at the EMP?
No, it was much more adult.
I see. Okay.
I'm talking down to the KUCI audience.
Cool. We appreciate it.
Because I figure, you know, they got so, they got, our finals are probably over by now, right?
No, actually, isn't this the 10th?
Right before finals.
Yeah, we're right coming up on, right up on
okay,
finals.
So everyone's mind is just mush, so they need someone just to be nice.
Sure, gentle, Mr. Rogers-like.
Mr. Rogers. Rest his soul. Rest his soul. All right, here's another quiet, pretty song called She's Not.
Cool.
Send this out to Duncan and New York City.
She's not coming down. Beg if you want to. She's not coming down. Skyscraper lights, backdrop to a balcony, she won't come around. Mercury yellow turns white, standing in the shadows. You see her bedroom light. Fear of falling, fear of heights. You wind up calling her, but there's no reason why. She loved you, she's not turning on. Her softer touch pushed you from the balcony, wanting her too much. Fear of falling, fear of heights. You wind up calling her, but there's no reason why.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's another new one. Been playing for a little while. It's called The Golden State. It has nothing to do with California, really, but it does say the Golden State in it.
You are the hole in my head. I am the pain in your neck. You are my throat. I am the aching in your heart. We are tangled, we are stolen, we are living where things are hidden. You are something in my eye. I am the shiver down your spine. You are the lick of my lips. I am on the tip of your tongue. We are tangled, we are stolen, we are buried up to our necks in sand. We are luck, we are fate, we are the feeling you get in the Golden State. We are love, we are hate, we are the feeling I get when you walk away. In my nightmare, I am that fallen sensation. You are my needles and pins. I am your hang over morning. We are tangled, we are stolen, we are living where things are hidden. We are locked, we are faith, we are the feeling you get in the Golden State. We are love, we are hate, we are the feeling I get when you walk away. Neck, you are the lump in my throat. I am the aching in your heart. Okay, and I guess we'll do see, everybody makes fun of California outside of California. I hate to tell you guys. I hate to tell your listening audience, but everybody is jealous of California because it's mythic. And that's the thing that they don't have. Nebraska, a little bit mythic. Not as mythic as California. New York, pretty big stuff. Big for their britches, you might say. Not mythic like California. All right, so here's a California song, another one. That last one was, and this one is too.
You sat at home, the windows tinted black. It hit you hard, and you cried so long. Life turned and wandered, never to come back again. Take what she gives you. Don't cry when you kiss her. When you ran out of the starlight in, you were too hurt to walk, too bad to begin. I looked at the sun, but I couldn't feel sad for you. Take what she gives you. Don't cry when you poor little girl ran away for good. I tried to explain why she won't say a thing. Sad, sad thing. I'm so far away now. How can I say why she won't cry at all? She holds a deck of cards. She wants to be alone. She says I've been very ill. Tried waking up, now I want to be alone.
Pete's Hotel. Well, you didn't look so good, and you didn't feel so well. You said, hold me tight, but I couldn't get it right. Take what she gives you. Don't feel sorry for her. Poor little girl ran away for good. I tried to explain why she won't say a thing. Sad, sad thing. I'm so far away now. How can I say why she won't talk at all? She holds a deck of cards. She wants to be alone. She still drinks in the dark. The radio is left on late. She saw a madman fight and break it all cause he hated himself. She felt better off cause she was only drunk. Yay! So there you have it, KCUI listeners. It's been a pleasure to come down here and shoot the bull with the boys and girl.
Thank you very much, John Doe.
A little more equality in here. There's only one woman working in the station right now.
That's disproportionate, wouldn't you say? We'll give you a schedule on your way out so you can conduct your own research.
Is that saying that nobody else will hang out with you, Duncan?
That's one way of saying it. Yeah. It's neither the first nor the last time that's come up. But John Doe, thank you very, very much for coming down and joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
And again, the new album is Forever Hasn't Happened Yet on Yep Rock Records tomorrow night at King King in Hollywood on July 15th locally here with X at the Pacific Amphitheater in Costa Mesa, the fairgrounds. And also want to thank Kyle, whose show Things That Are Square, we've invaded for a portion and really appreciate that. So John Doe, thanks, good luck, and it's now time for Things That Are Square to officially take over.
Woo!